Lilinishmas of Kleinemish Kamen Benner Velimelach, Vamas Pragud Gimel Mishnah Aleph, Beshame Omrim Ein Mamanin El Arusais. Beshame says that we do not do Mian only to a girl that was Ma'aris somebody. The Chomer Mesakin that a little girl shouldn't be treated Hefker if her father would pass away, that her mother and her brothers, and really any family members, can marry her off Midrabanan. And then the din is that when she gets older, she can do Mian and say that I don't want this marriage. And then she would go out even retroactively without even a get. That's what the process of miyun is. So Beis Shammai says we can only do this miyun if she was ma'aris, this husband. In other words, they only did kiddushin. They didn't do nisuin. Beis Shammai says that she can retroactively annul her marriage. I guess that's the right word. Whether it was an arusa or even a nisua. Even if they did nisuin, their chuppah, while she was a ketana, she was younger, she could do miyun and annul it. Beis Shammai Omrim, Bebal v'lo biyavim. Beis Shammai says, this can only be done with her husband, but it can't be a case where there's yibum, meaning that if, let's say, her husband would die while she's still little, and then the brother comes before to do yibum, she cannot, while she's a katana, while now her husband is dead, she can't go and say, oh, you know, retroactively, I never did miyun, I'm going to do it now, and she can retroactively annul her previous marriage, and therefore she's not zakuk to Yibum right now. She can't do that according to Beis Shammai. Rather, like the Rav says, she would have to wait to get older and then do Chalitza. Beis Shammai says, nope, she could do it. She could do it whether or not her husband is alive and do Mian retroactively, or even if he's dead, she can retroactively never have been married to her dead husband by annulling that marriage, by doing Mian. Beis Shammai Omrim Befanov. Beis Shammai says it has to be done in front of the husband. Beis Shammai says it can be in front of him and not in front of him. Beis Shammai says that the miyun has to be done in Beis Din. Beis Shammai says that it can be done in front of Beis Din and not in front of Beis Din. It doesn't need to be done in front of Beis Din. Meaning, Beis Din means mumchen, experts. Tfesal points out that l'maisa we only need two edim. Am lahen Beis Shammai Beis Shammai. So Beis Shammai says to Beis Shammai, that she could do miyun while she's a ketana even 4 or 5 times, meaning if she's married to 4 or 5 different men, she can constantly uproot them. Amar lahen Beis Shammai, ein b'nei Yisrael lefker. Beis Shammai says back to Beis Hillel, we can't do that because the daughters of Klal Yisrael are not hefker to be treated that way, that they could just keep going from husband to husband while they're ketana, and not just that they're just easily uproot their marriage retroactively. Easily annul it. Rather, it can only happen once, and she does Mian. And like the Rav points out, she can only do Mian once, according to Beis Shammai. And if she already did Mian, she would have to wait to be Ma'aris somebody else until she gets older. And only when she gets older, that's when she should be Ma'aris somebody. Because if she tries to be Ma'aris somebody after she does Mian, she can't get out of it with a second Mian, according to Beis Shammai. You can only do Mian once. So better she should wait to be older to be ma'aris somebody. Or, like the Rav points out, she can be ma'aris somebody right after Mian, but she's going to be stuck with him, and she would have to wait. If she does Erisin again, they'd make her wait until she's older, and then she would become a full-fledged wife when she's a gedola, when she's 12 years old. Or, like the Rav points out, instead of waiting until she's older to do Erisin, if she would decide to go, if her brother's mother would decide to marry her off while she's a ketanin again, she would actually do Nisuin right away because there's no getting out of it. So she should do Erisin, and according to Beis Shammai, there's no such thing as Mian by Nisuin. And therefore what would be happening is that she couldn't do Mian, she would get older, and then she'd be his full-fledged wife. Because now there's Nisuin, and she never did Mian, and he's living with her. So the only way to get out of that would be with a get.